This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban militants attacked protesters Wednesday in Afghanistan who dared to pull down their banner and replace it with the country's flag. At least one person was killed, with witnesses saying there were three people shot dead. The attack in Jalalabad came as many Afghans were hiding at home or trying to flee the country, fearful of abuses by the loosely controlled militant group. At the State Department, Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman said a definite message is being sent to the Taliban.
We expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. military would keep pushing the pace of evacuations.
We're really working hard to get as many people through as possible. And quite frankly, it's obvious we're not close to where we want to be.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley pledged to not leave anyone behind in Afghanistan. The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday it's suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves due to a lack of clarity over the country's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an emailed statement that there is a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights reserves or other IMF resources. The announcement came amid pressure from the U.S. Treasury, which holds a controlling share in the fund, to ensure that Afghanistan's share of the SDRs scheduled